Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slapsick from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Cameron of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, and Brian not in studio this week. He's away, and very happy to have our good friend Wayne Hansen filling in for him this week. Wayne,
hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, happy to be here. Always enjoy the Earshot. A little disappointed not to hear my name on the intro, but you know, what are you going to do, right?
You got to go call me out, don't you? You fill Brian's role pretty good when he's gone.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people I've talked to say they prefer the show this way. So just
the two of us?
Yeah, two of us.
So when you and Brian did it then, it was no treat.
Actually, I don't remember that.
You just remember the times that we did it.
That's right.
And it was good.
It's always good. Yeah, it's always fun to be here and counting on the top 20.
From
syndication across the nation.
Yeah, from our great website and great friends over at The Earshot. These are the charts for the week ending Tuesday, December 3rd. Wayne's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
The Earshot.com is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. So that's at theearshot-online.com.
It's a great website, and we're online too if you want to check us out. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in contact with us if you want to be featured on this show. We like to do that from time to time with local artists, emerging Canadian artists. So please reach out and contact us. All right, we're going to get into it and start the countdown. We've got a big show lined up from you. You're going to hear from Wayne and I throughout the program. You're also hear from our friend Stephen Karlick over at Exclaim. He's got your entertainment news. You're going to hear from Baja Bulat and Shad as well in this program. So pretty jam-packed. And without further ado, we'll get it going.
So first up, we have 1995, Greg McPherson, and this is a dandy. Check it out.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
I have
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
And what you heard there at number 18 from Girl, that was Braids. Green Light, Dark Side in at number 19. And starting off the show, number 20, 1995, Greg McPherson.
Yeah, except it was Braids and Girl is a song you heard. Listen, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's written like that. Because Brian has me trained. Because he says, the top says song, then artist.
Right.
So he swears that that's how you're supposed to write it. Even though before I used to write, because I think what flows better is when you say the artist first.
Right.
And then the song.
Yes.
But he writes it backwards, but says it forwards.
Well, you know
what?
If
that makes any sense.
So one of the things about doing live radio is that whenever something happens, like a mistake or a technical error or whatever, what they train you to do is just carry on. Don't bring up the mistake. You just move on.
No, but that's part of the beauty of this show is that we point out the imperfections and people are like, oh, these are real people.
Good learning material for DJs out there.
These are real people. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman. Wayne Hansen is in studio with me today as Brian is away. He seems to do that a lot.
He does, yeah.
I don't think he has the same passion for this show that he once had 84 episodes ago.
Right.
Can you believe that?
85th episode?
This is the 84th.
All right.
It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the 100th.
It's going to be big. It's going to be a big show.
It's going to be great.
And speaking of episodes, because in the new year, Brian and I always do the best of 2013 this year.
Right, yeah.
And we've been asking people to go to our Facebook page and kind of guess. And we had a private message, actually, from one of our listeners who said, oh, Wayne Hansen's going to be in the top 20 of 2013.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. And I don't know
it was me.
The message came from you. That's right. I was trying to play it up as if you were like, you know, the bee's knees.
Right.
But yeah. I guess
it's not going to work.
Can't really do it for you.
No, you can't fool people.
Sorry. I apologize. I tried.
Hey.
I tried. But really, though, you've listened to the show.
Yes.
Quite a bit. And you've been on the show. Do you have any thoughts about who? It's a tough question. Brian and I stew over. We have to look at the list. We did come up with this one for sure, though. The Arcade Fire, ever since it's come out.
Great.
So that was the one you were going to take.
The one I was going to take was Arcade Fire. And you know, full disclosure, I'm actually a big Arcade Fire fan. And I think Reflector is tremendous. So.
It's a great album. And it's been, ever since it came out, it was on the charts. And it's just been super popular.
Well, and I think another one is Daft Punk, right? I
mean, oh, yeah. Yeah, they did sit on the charts for quite a while, too.
A long, long time, yes. Yeah.
It was, no, that's good. Hey, see? Couple of good guesses.
Yeah.
So we've been
Ketamines.
Encouraging. Oh, the Ketamines, they could be, they're another. See, I think you know more than you let on, Mr.
The Scientists of Sound.
I don't know. They spent a little bit of time on the charts.
I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Okay, you better. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, so if you want to take a crack at it, maybe make a guess. If you can get one, Brian and I have said, if you can get one of the top 20,
right.
Your name will go into a draw, and we'll just put together a nice little prize pack and send it out to you. And I keep saying an autographed picture. First, it was an autographed picture of myself.
Right.
And Brian said that was too conceited.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so then I said, well, an autographed picture of the both of us. And he was like, no, that's still stupid. And so then I said, oh, wait, I've got it. This is brilliant. An autographed picture, and we take all of the guests who have hosted with us.
No, that's a good idea.
And we all take a picture together and sign it and send it.
That'd be a lot of fun. Me, you, Brian, Andrea. No, not her.
Not Andrea. Ashley and Nicole. Yeah, so we get a whole bunch.
So, and I know we have to get to the next segment, but I did want to give you a comment. The Scientists of Sound, the reason they crept into my mind, you did an awesome interview with them, I think, 2 Fridays ago.
Yes, we did have an interview with them.
And I thought that was a great interview, and I know they had a great show down at the Pepper's Pub here in St. John. So,
yep.
Great stuff.
I was a huge fan listening to their music and playing when we get to play a little bit of their stuff on the show. It was really good.
Right on.
And I heard the show was really good. I didn't get to get out, but
you're a busy man.
I am busy, but not too busy for you. Not too busy for you, listeners. I'm pointing at every single one of you that are tuned in.
What a great show.
All right, let's move on. And coming up in just a couple minutes, your Entertainment 411. We're going to be catching up with Stephen Karlick. But first, Wayne's going to let you know what's coming in at 17.
All right, coming in at number 17, the song is I Want Sebastian Granger.
And that's just what you're going to get.
And the artist is Sebastian Granger.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's Your Shot 20.
Number 17. Shot 20. Number 16.
Thank you.
I bet that was the entire song sped up and rewound at the very end.
Do you think it was?
What was the name of the song?
What you heard there was Girls from Hampton from Free Love Fenner in at number 16. And at number 17, I Want Sebastian Granger by Sebastian Granger.
So then at the end of the song, it was Not Pahma Morph Slurg.
Yeah?
That's Girls from Hampton.
I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, you. You. All right. We're going to now take a quick break from the charts as we head to the phones because Stephen Karlick is standing by and he's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20 Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Shadowy electropop act Trust have returned with their sophomore album, Joyland. The band have done plenty of touring since releasing their last album, TRST, last year, and they won't be resting on their laurels anytime soon. They've confirmed that their sophomore album, Joyland, will be out March 4th through Arts and Crafts. Details surrounding the album, such as a track list and lead single, have yet to emerge, but you can watch a short trailer video on the web. The clip features a twinkly ambient electronic music and some blurry visuals. While the band was first created by Robert Alphonse with Austra member Maya Postepsky, it doesn't seem that the latter musician was involved for Joyland. Alphonse now appears in publicity photos alone, and a press release simply reads, Trust is the musical project of Toronto artist Robert Alphonse. It's been revealed that Q-Tip will be producing Kanye West's new album with Rick Rubin. The former Tribe Called Quest member may have had a few choice words to say about Kanye West's Confederate flag-sporting tour t-shirts, but that's not stopping the iconic MC from jumping on board as a producer for Lord Yeezus' next album. While speaking about a few projects of his own, the Native Tongues vet confirmed with Rap Radar and Jay-Z's Life and Times that he'll be offering up his production skills to West's next album, which West had stated is already in the works. Also on board, apparently, is Big Bearded Yeezus producer Rick Rubin. Quote, I'm producing Kanye's new album with Rick Rubin. I'm doing that, so that's coming up, Q-Tip said. The rapper also discussed his still-developing Good Music solo debut, The Last Zulu, noting that the set may feature some more sinister beats than we'd normally associate with the abstract. Quote, it's hard to describe. Definitely bars, he explained. Bars is crazy, beats is crazy, it's gonna be darker. It's going to be like the bad twin of Tribe, but not necessarily in terms of content, just musically. Ahead of both West's new album and Tip's The Last Zulu, of course, is the impending The Abstract and the Dragon mixtape with longtime pal Busta Rhymes. The mixtape is due December 12th. St. Vincent has reportedly signed to Republic Records for her new album. After spending the last year supporting the Love This Giant collaboration with David Byrne, St. Vincent, a.k.a. Annie Clark, is apparently ready to get back to her solo game. The art rock phenomenon's fourth LP is rumored to arrive this February. According to a new release schedule dug up by Direct Current, a self-titled album is due February 25th through St. Vincent's new label home of Republic Records, which operates under the Universal Music Group. This would be her first LP issued through a major label, having previously delivered three albums through Beggar's Banquet and 4AD. While official word from St. Vincent and Republic has yet to be given, the label did tweet out Clark's recent European tour announcement in November. Beggars has also confirmed to Exclaim that St. Vincent is no longer on 4AD. Brooklyn MC Talib Kweli announced earlier this year that he'd be releasing a second album titled Gravitas to follow up his 2013 album Prisoner of Conscience. Now he's shared more details for the project. The 11-song album won't feature production from Q-Tip like originally thought, but it does have some heavy hitters contributing beats. They include Static Selecta, Oh No, Crisis, Lord Quest, Thaddeus Dixon, Rich Kid, Sixth Sense, and the beloved late production legend Jay Dilla. There are also some guests outside of the production chair, with featured performers including Raekwon, Black Thought, Ra Digga, Mike Posner, The Underachievers, and guitar whiz Gary Clark Jr., among others. Kweli will self-release Gravitas on December 15th. In album reviews this week, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have released their Live from KCRW album. Our reviewer explains that, quote, few who've seen them would argue that the Bad Seeds aren't the most explosive, charismatic live band going, but here they strip down to play mellower fare. That's not to say it's not intense or pensive in its own right. Cave is a master of phrasing and knows how to enhance the suspense and drama in his carefully written lyrics. The set list here, drawing a bit from 2013's Push the Sky Away, and then from throughout their catalog, features longer songs, each drawn out patiently and rewards fans before trying to impress novices. There are some revelations here, too. When Higgs Boson Blues emerged on record earlier this year, it didn't suggest it might be so tonally connected to Neil Young's On the Beach, but here they sound like kissing cousins. And after mesmerizing takes of The Mercy Seat, which is haunting, and People Ain't No Good, which feels as straight and true as it did 16 years ago, Cave tries to lighten the mood like only he can, calling for Jack the Ripper. It's the most noticeably upbeat song here and sticks out like a sore thumb, but it's a necessary addition to release all of the tension built up before it. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is from Mogwai's forthcoming album. The song is called The Lord Is Out of Control, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
Do we have time to learn the syllables born on our tongues and left for the air? Let's say them back now. Let's say them back now. Let's say them back now. Let's say them back. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on.
It's almost funny that you're still so cold, and
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, what you heard was number 14, Still Cold by Ryan Hemsworth, in at number 15, Light by Royal Canoe, and you heard the extra pick of the week, The Lord is Out of Control by Mogwai.
And that was Stephen Karlick's pick of the week. Big thanks to him for our entertainment news. We're taking a break from the charts now to head to the phone to catch up with Baja Bulat, whose third full-length album sits on our charts this week. And Baja, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So congratulations on your third album, Tall, Tall Shadows, which has gained a lot of great reviews. What was the recording process like for the album?
It was pretty fun, actually. We started recording in a big Legion Hall dance room in the east end of Toronto, and it's sort of this amazing, huge room with big windows and a big wood floor and powder blue walls and yellow curtains. And it felt a little bit like stepping back through time. And we took the music from those sessions and worked on them in various studios in Toronto and Montreal and added a little digital wizardry to them.
And from your earlier LPs to this record, do you feel that your sound and or style has changed?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely a gradual thing, but like anything, you're always growing and changing, hopefully. My last two records were recorded completely analog on 2-inch tape, and this record is definitely a mix of tape and digital recording, so I'm slowly stepping into the modern age.
And a lot of people also seem to be quite interested in the number of instruments you play. Did you incorporate a lot of instruments into this album?
On the album I ended up playing a bunch of different keyboard-type instruments, so obviously piano and electric keyboards and some synths, and I play guitar and auto harp, and there's some organ on there. It's just anything that I could get my hands on, I guess.
Do you have a favorite instrument to play when you're either live or recording in the studio?
No.
just enjoy them all.
Yeah, I guess I just like them all.
More with Baja Bulat in just a few minutes. First, we're going to head to Dr. Dog at number 13 this week on the chart. Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Chance. Life for me just been a walking apart. It doesn't really matter, it never really mattered. I never really had a broken heart, yeah. Such a shock to me. But looks to me like people going through the motion. And when it's over, yeah, the hearts are broken. I finally said she really loved me, but I couldn't see it though. He really loved me, but I don't believe in it. She really loved him, but I couldn't see it though. He really loved her, but I don't believe it. No freedom from love, freedom from the heartache. Freedom from love, freedom from the heartache. Some people like to run and hide. I never really, baby, I never really had a broken heart. Yeah, never really been undone. It's just playing out. You can do it, you can do it too. I find on the shelf. She really loved him, but I couldn't see it though. He really loved her, but I don't believe it. No.
That was Dr. Dog on the charts this week at number 13, down from number 12 last week. Still on the line, Baja Bulat. So you're on the road now touring. What has reception been like for the new album and some of the new stuff that you're playing?
It's been really, really awesome. I'm actually on my way to play in Victoria today and then Vancouver tomorrow. And it's been really fun, actually, and a bit surprising. And actually, the craziest things that's happened so far is in Minneapolis, the crowd actually sang the Canadian national anthem after the show was done. But they weren't Canadian. So, and they obviously knew the anthem through hockey. So that was a very sweet way of showing their appreciation. So it's been pretty fun.
It's very cool. So what's next for you? After the touring's done, once things have settled down from the album, have you already been starting to think about new stuff, working on new stuff? What's going to be next for you?
Oh, after the touring's done, there's no end. I'm going back out in January. I'm going to be doing some East Coast dates at the beginning of January, Halifax and St. John's, and then going to Europe, and then I'm coming back in March to do some more East Coast, Ontario, Quebec dates, end of February, beginning of March, and then more. I think I'm going to be going across Canada as well, so it's not going to end. But yeah, I'm always writing songs and already working on new ones. So, you know, it's a good thing when the ideas keep coming.
Very good. BajaBulat.com is where you can find more information, including those tour dates we just mentioned, and you'll be able to find out more in 2014 when those dates are released. Baja, really great to chat.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's so nice talking to you.
Here is Baja on the charts this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
Number 12.
From the moment you say faith can never hold you, yours will be a faithful love. Now in the way that you walk and in every single face that you believed in long before you see me, say that you believe me and never let me go. If now you'll not believe me, will you ever let me go? Every time that I see you, I can hardly carry on. Love without you beside me, you're as careless as me. But time could never find us all. If it could find us now, would you believe me? Or would you let me go? If now you won't believe me, will you ever let me go?
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right. What you heard there was in at number 11, the last track, High Road by Cults. Number 12, Never Let Me Go, Baja Boulay. And in at number 13, Broken Heart by Dr. Dog.
Wow, that was real. That
Dr.
Was
Dog.
Yeah? Yeah? Is that how it's supposed to be said?
I think so.
Okay.
That's the way I read it here on the sheet.
And a big thanks to Bajabula for joining us on the program, taking a few minutes to chat about what she's been doing and on the road doing some touring after the release of her album. She's doing really good with that. So best of luck to her in her endeavors. I never understood when people say, I always feel like that's just the, you know, the polite thing to say. Hey,
best
good
luck
on
your
endeavors. Future
endeavors.
Yeah.
Good
it, luck to you.
It sounds a little cheesy when it comes out of your mouth, but
just my mouth.
Well, I can see the sincerity in your eyes though when you said that.
No, you can't. You're lying to me. Anyway, we'll move on from this. I'm going to take care of you during the break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. That's Wayne Hansen. Brian is off this week. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. It is really great. We also, we record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. On Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them for airing the program. You can also find this show a couple of ways. You can find it on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Coming up in the next hour of the program, the top 10, an interview with Shad, and the lowdown. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. We will be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.